Here's a real application of AI. This one from Caltech and Professor Zachary Ross, who's sitting near the San Andreas Fault and using AI to see what's next seismically. When did you start using AI as means for monitoring earthquakes or potential earthquakes?
We started to explore the opportunity for using AI for earthquake monitoring and other purposes starting around 2017.
Quite recently. What made you go that way?
So this extends back into the time that I spent during my PhD, largely focused on trying to improve capabilities for automated analysis of seismic data of all sorts. Starting around 2012, there was basically a big explosion within the AI community that started to make waves outwards into the natural sciences. So I started to get involved with it within a few years of that kind of initial explosion, started to recognize opportunities in that space for improving on tasks that we had been stuck with for many different years.
What difference does AI make? Is it a question of so much material coming in and it sorts it for you, so you're looking at the really crucial 5%?
It does a number of different things. One of the areas at which it's had the biggest impact to date is on detecting some of the smallest signals that are recordable, signals that the existing techniques for detecting events were effectively incapable of identifying. So basically you have events that are happening at the same level as all of the vibrations that are being recorded from nearby air traffic, vehicles, all sorts of disturbances, quarry blasts, things like this. So at the same time, you also have lots of small earthquakes. And we know for many years that the smaller the events are, the more frequently that they're happening. And it gets to the point where, once you're at the noise level of the instrumentation and the ambient noise level, we know today that there are tiny earthquakes happening every couple of minutes. And so it becomes increasingly challenging to identify all of these, because one of the things that they provide is insights into kind of dynamics of earthquake processes in the subsurface. Each one of these small events is basically information about one point on a fault somewhere that is active. And so the collection of these can become of use to seismologists to better understand what's happening in the subsurface. In addition, they become important because earthquakes, particularly the largest events that are the most damaging, don't really happen in isolation. They happen as part of sequences that are rich. And so these sequences have interactions between the different events, large and small. And so finding all of these, cataloging the smaller ones, starts to fill in the gaps between all of the larger ones and tells a much more complete picture about how these sequences are evolving in space and time.
And they're also predictive?
They have some value for the purpose of forecasting, but right now I think it's still quite rudimentary in that regard. The majority of the information that we are getting from the small earthquakes is a better understanding of the physical processes about what's happening. So the types of sources that can be producing the events, actually pushing them over the failure threshold, understanding why certain types of sequences start and stop, why they last as long as they do, why they evolve one way or another, that kind of thing. And these are very basic questions scientifically that we didn't understand a lot about and still in many ways don't. So this is much more fundamental, I would say, than just for the purpose of predicting.
How far away, as we're sitting here, from the fault, or is it more clear near the north of California, San Francisco, say?
The San Andreas Fault? 30, 40 kilometers, I would say.
That's close.
It's not that far, yeah.
Does it worry you ever?
No, not really. The biggest thing is to be prepared and to live and work in safe buildings. That, I think that's the majority of what we can do, to be prepared, especially after the events happen.
Are your signals and the AI system connected to a warning system so that you can get the two things joined already?
The answer is, to some degree, they are. One of the current and ongoing projects that we have here at the Southern California Seismic Network is what we call an early warning system, an earthquake early warning system. And so this system is designed to essentially exploit the fact that seismic waves are not traveling instantaneously. They take some time to propagate through the region. And so if you have a large enough network of sensors, you're likely to have at least one sensor that's pretty close to where the earthquake starts. And so if you can rapidly detect that and you can send out a signal potentially to people that are further away from the source before the waves actually arrive there. So the game is all about trying to detect, locate, and evaluate magnitudes within about 7 to 8 seconds after the event starts, which can give some amount of warning time.
And does the AI system clearly give you an advantage in that regard?
It does because it's fast. You know, if you have to make a decision within 7 seconds, there's not enough time to have a human in the loop. And so you have to potentially send out an alert to 20 million people. And so being able to do this rapidly with redundancy and so forth can speed this up significantly with hopefully not just greater sensitivity, but also higher reliability and so forth.
Is the AI system you have, and final question, as sophisticated as you expect and you probably need, or is there still room to get it, making it even better?
I think there's a lot of opportunity still in the future for improving all of this. The shift, I think, in the last few years is focused more on how to essentially aggregate data from all of the networks simultaneously into these types of systems, so making decisions at the level of that entire array of sensors. So that's one of the areas that is still very challenging, because the sensors are irregularly placed and sometimes they're on, sometimes they're not. Communication could be not working at that time and so forth. So having methods that can not only look at all of this data together, but is sufficiently flexible and so forth can provide significant improvements in the future.
Zachary Ross in Pasadena with AI checking earthquakes.